Riverway Stories, essays about our waterways and our connection to them.
I'm Lisa Cleave. It was a hot, humid day, but I always feel a little bit cooler when I'm standing next to the Mississippi River. Perhaps it is the breeze blowing across the water, or it may just be all in my head. Whatever the explanation, I decided to take things a step further and actually venture out on the water. Since I don't own a boat, I thought a spin on the Channel Cat water taxi would be just the ticket, and I was right. As I waited at my stop, which was the Lindsay Park Marina near the village of East Davenport, I loved watching the pelicans circling overhead and the ducks paddling around in Stubbs Eddy. A freight train chugging along the tracks behind me completed the idyllic scene. The taxi arrived, and I threaded my way down to the water with a sizable group of other riders. Once I was seated, I could see the silhouette of downtown Davenport and the arches of the Centennial Bridge rising gently behind the Government Bridge. We took off and zoomed to the Illinois side of the river, where we slowed down and glided through the remnants of the old locks on the way to our next stop, which was the John Deere Commons Landing. Several groups that boarded when I did made their way off the taxi and streamed up the dock to explore downtown Moline. New passengers, many with shopping bags, took their place. Then it was off to the Celebration Bell Landing, followed by the Isle of Capri Landing, before returning to my original starting place. Since the Channel Cat tickets are for all-day unlimited rides, and I enjoyed my initial trip so much, I decided to take another loop around the route. This time, I focused on all the things that are difficult to see from land, like turtles and mallards basking on semi-submerged logs, herons standing in shallow water behind Arsenal Island, and the massive pillars and the underside of the I-74 bridge, which these days I'd much rather be sailing under than driving over. I rode the Channel Cat just to enjoy being on the water, but noticed that most of the passengers were actually using it as a taxi to go shopping, sightseeing, and out to lunch. So whether you are entertaining out-of-town guests or just looking for something fun to do, I highly recommend this unique Quad City experience.
Riverway Stories is a collaboration between River Action and WVIK.